Where did you buy your groceries this week? There are a lot of options, of course, but one that's been hard to miss in many American cities is Whole Foods, the supermarket that over 45 years grew from one store in Austin, Texas, to 540 in the US, UK, and Canada, with annual sales of more than $22 billion. The man most responsible for this success is co-founder John Mackey, who wanted to change the way Americans ate and ended up overseeing a revolution in retail and nutrition. He recounts this story in the new book, The Whole Story: Adventures in Love, Life, and Capitalism. Our curator, Adam Grant, says it's a memoir filled with surprising life lessons. Here's John to share some of his big ideas.
Hi, everyone. I'm John Mackey, entrepreneur, conscious capitalist, co-founder of Whole Foods Market, and the CEO and co-founder of Love Life. I've co-authored four books, and my newest book, The Whole Story, Adventures in Love, Life, and Capitalism, was published in May 2024. I'm going to share with you five key insights from my book. Insight number one, embrace your mistakes. People often ask me if I have any regrets, and if I had an opportunity, what would I tell my younger self? I have two answers to this question. Number one, my younger self definitely wouldn't have listened to me. Number two, I wouldn't tell my younger self to change anything. I'm a firm believer that mistakes are opportunities to learn and grow. In my new book, The Whole Story, I'm very honest and candid about the mistakes I've made because I thought it was important to share the lessons I learned from them. One specific mistake I talk about in the book is hiring and promoting the wrong people. Hiring great people can be some of your greatest successes. The intellectual capital you gain is invaluable. But at the same time, hiring the wrong people can be one of your greatest mistakes. Through making several bad hiring decisions, I became more self-aware and began to recognize that I'm actually not very good at hiring people. I tend to always see people's highest potential, and I needed people who were a bit more skeptical to help me make more important and better hiring decisions. I wouldn't have learned from those hiring mistakes if I didn't make them. This holds true for all of the other mistakes I made throughout my life, and there have been very many. Without them, I wouldn't be the man and the leader that I am today. Insight number two, be curious. Having an open mindset allows you to learn things from other people about yourself and about life that you may not have been exposed to otherwise. This mindset has surfaced many important things in my life. My newfound love for pickleball, adopting a vegan lifestyle, becoming an avid long-distance hiker, and choosing to live in a vegetarian co-op back in 1976, something that ultimately led to the creation of Whole Foods. While studying at the University of Texas, I decided to move into a vegetarian housing co-op named Prana House. This was in 1976, and I was about 22 or 23 years old. I wasn't even a vegetarian and really didn't really know very much about food, but I was young, curious, and interested in all things counterculture. I wanted to try something new and to meet cool people. These hopes materialized as I met my girlfriend and future co-founder of both Safeway and Whole Foods, Renee Lawson. I also developed a passion for cooking, started to enjoy eating vegetables, and I became the food buyer at Prana House. I often describe this as the time my food consciousness was awakened. If I wasn't open to trying something new or joining the co-op, there likely wouldn't be a Whole Foods Market today. This story and several others I talk about in the book highlight the importance of being open. You truly never know where being open to new ideas, things, and people can take you. Insight number three, stay grounded in your higher purpose. Whether you're talking about leadership and business or your own journey of personal growth, always stay true to your purpose. For businesses, it's critical to stay focused on the issues that are connected to your values. You need to prioritize and focus your attention on the areas where you can truly make a difference. There are a lot of external pressures for ESG, and while these issues are important, they aren't all necessarily relevant for a business to prioritize. And more importantly, they shouldn't come at the expense of the business's success. For Whole Foods, we focus primarily on agriculture, animal welfare, and aquaculture because those were areas where we can make the biggest impact. As an individual, purpose is something that's inextricably tied to authenticity. My purpose has evolved over the years, and that's something that I have been very conscious and aware of. Higher purpose is dynamic because it can continually evolve and transform as we learn and grow. I've learned that this change is not something to fear, as it can lead to new ideas, interests, and motivations, offering the possibility to make a positive difference in the world in new ways. Insight number 4, expand, don't contract. One of the great things about being an entrepreneur is that you have the opportunity to create and innovate. And with this comes a huge opportunity to grow, but only if your heart is open. Everyone is called to a hero's journey, but many people are too frightened to answer the call and are limited by their fears. When you're stressed, you can choose to contract into fear or expand into love. Fear can be limiting, and you have to be willing to make mistakes and learn from them. There might be fear in the moment, but you can always choose to let it go and expand into love. As I've grown and evolved, my goal has been to have more and more moments when I'm in the love space. Of course, I still sometimes get afraid, but I've grown to learn how to make decisions to let it go quicker. As I talk about in the book, doing things like meditation and breath work can guide us on our spiritual journey to master fear and redirect our consciousness. We can always choose forgiveness and compassion. Even if we sometimes choose fear, we have the power to choose love again in the very next moment. We have the decision-making power. I think that's often forgotten. Life is short, but it's never too late to answer your calling or discover your higher purpose. You have no idea where it will lead you, and that's so much fun. My advice, allow yourself to follow your heart and expand into love, and your life will be a grand adventure. Insight number 5, play the infinite game. The idea of playing the infinite game is a large theme of the book. An infinite game is a game that never has to end. Life itself is an infinite game. Life allows us to endlessly play, create, and love. The journey of Whole Foods was a delight to be part of, and others will continue to drive the business forward. But I'm not done with business, and I'm not done pursuing my own higher purpose. Now I'm back in startup mode with my new business, Love Life. Love Life called me forward, putting me on a new journey to take risk, play, create, learn, evolve, and grow. It's so exciting to work with such an incredible team. I'm even working with several former Whole Foods Market executives, and we often joke that we brought the old band back together again. The Love Life team is so excited to bring another beautiful vision into reality and help people live their healthiest and happiest lives. Just as Whole Foods will continue to grow and evolve for many years after I'm gone, I have a feeling that Love Life will do the same. As I say in the last sentence of the book, let us love, let us create, and let us play again and again and again forever. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy the book.
Thank you, John. That was John Mackey with 5 big ideas from The Whole Story, Adventures in Love, Life, and Capitalism. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.